大康自然健康中心成立于1987年，率先将自然疗法、同类疗法同埋碗肠水疗引进香港。我哋提供各项整全性治疗方式，排除体内毒素，增强自身免疫系统，一切尽在大康自然健康中心。电话25773798，网址www.naturalhealing.com.hk。
翻到嚟第二节嘅 MG 13啊，可能好多听众朋友咧都唔知道，其实咧你而家听紧呢个节目系今朝早录翻嘅，即系你而家听紧就系今朝录啦吓。好啊，咁啊第二节咧阿 Moon 姐未出嚟之前咧，咁就有少少有两个访问喺第二节嗰度俾咗大家听先。咁啊，每次咧都系当我咧喺呢个 season break 嘅时候咧，就有好多嘢发生。即系平时录紧音 ongoing 紧，录紧 MG 13出紧街嘅时候咧系冇事嘅。但系咧，当我一 season break 嘅时候咧，就好多啲有趣嘅个案咧就弹晒出嚟，好似就冥冥中喺度逼我要快啲开第二个 season 咁。咁咧就最近喺九月嘅时候咧，就收到有一啲个案，咁就系一位叫做 Gordon Dorf 嘅朋友。Gordon Dorf 系一位写一啲军事嘅文章嘅朋友嚟啦。咁佢亦都有好多核心嘅资料啦。甚至咧有一个即系佢自己声称啦，佢系入一个叫做MJ 12嘅读书房啊，叫做 Reading Group 咁样嘅，Reading Room 啊，咁 MJ 12嘅 Reading Room 咁样，咁佢咧就入边攞到好多情报，攞到好多资料。佢咧居然喺九月廿几号嘅时候咧，今年九月廿几号咧就出咗一个嘅文章，个文章就写住就系话中国嘅海军同埋美国嘅海军联合一齐喺太平洋，即系呢个三藩市对出海岸，对出嘅太平洋就同外星人咧就打起上嚟，而无独有偶呢、這个有一位嘅学者，我叫学者叫 John Kettler， 亦都讲过喺呢个附近嘅地方都系有一个咁嘅战争出现咗，甚至有另外一篇嘅文章就直头提到系打到上去呢个南极洋添，南极洲添，咁所以咧。就 based on 呢一样嘢咧，我就揾咗一位好耐冇见嘅朋友，咁而呢位朋友咧，亦都喺度开麦，佢亦都应承咗会讲喺嚟紧 MG 13第一集就会讲呢一件事。咁当然啦，呢位朋友讲英文嘅，咁但系因为今朝早录，今晚就出街嘅情况之下咧，我真系冇时间做到个翻译俾大家啦，大家见谅，听到就听啦吓，听唔到如果有网友朋友帮手咧，就睇下可唔可以译翻佢所讲嘅嘢出嚟，然之后摆翻喺我哋呢一集个 forum 度，等一啲听众朋友可以听到或者同时间都可以知道佢讲紧啲咩。嗱，真系冇时间译，大家原谅呢样嘢。好，即刻送呢个访问俾大家，我嘅一位好朋友 ，Exopolitics 嘅 Mr. Neil Glue。Okay, right now on the other side of Skype, we have Mr. Neil Glue here. Neil, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Chukwe. How are you doing?
Been a long time since we talked last time, right?
Well, there's a lot of things been happening, and we've certainly got a lot of information to share for the future.
Yeah, like what I said to the audience in Chinese, whenever I have a season break, there's a lot of things happen. But when I'm doing the show and nothing really happened, you know?
that's normal.
Okay, that is why we have to get you here. I mean, you don't have to come to the studio today, but we are using the Skype to interview, okay? Okay, during the September of this year, we received the files. We received some report from the guy's name, Gordon Dorf. And he in his report, the headline is wrote as UFO War, Chinese and U.S. Navy off San Francisco. For some people, this is extremely ridiculous on a website like that. And also from this guy, Gordon Dorf. Can you tell me a little bit details about who is Gordon Dorf and what make him make such a document?
Some testimonies are crazy. Mm. Some testimonies sound crazy. Other testimonies, as crazy as they sound, they have some reality to it. Mm. But I think you need to, first of all, understand who's Gordon Dorf, a senior editor of the popular Veterans Today website. And he is also writes a blog. He's an ex-Navy SEAL. I don't know if you know that.
Mm.
And he is also an ex-United Nations diplomat.
Right.
And he has, of course, many, many connections, many, many sources. But he is what we call a CIA operative. He is, of course, in that dark area where these people operate. It doesn't mean to say Gordon Duff is dark. It doesn't mean to say all operatives are dark. Because at the end of the day, all of these operatives are used by the Majestic 12 or by the Cabal or by the controllers who associated the Illuminati. They are controlled. They are out doing the work of those people. So, of course, when they send them out to do work, they tell them, they brief them background information. Sometimes they have to brainwash their operatives with false information to make them do a job. So, in fact, what Duff is actually claiming is that the United States, Japan,
South Korea, yes,
perhaps the British Navy are all at the moment joined together, perhaps in the Antarctica or perhaps somewhere else, coming together using advanced technology to fight some of these so-called regressive extraterrestrials that have got these bases underground or perhaps in ice caves. It could be anywhere. The main point to understand at this point in time is the shock and the horror and the revelations, the new stuff that Duff is putting out. I mean, he's talking about having seen documents from that cover a period from 1947 to 1977 that indicate that there were more treaties, agreements between government and the extraterrestrials. For example, now there's treaties in 1947 with President Truman, one in 1953 with Eisenhower,
right,
and so on. Where in these agreements, these alien powers had made agreements to kidnap a certain amount of United States citizens. In other words, abduct them. And these people were never going to come back again.
Yeah, those have become food of the alien. That's what he said.
Right now, I'm not going into anything to say whether it happened or not happened. That's for later.
Mm.
What I'm going on now is to tell you what Duff is talking about. This is very, very important. Your listeners understand this. It's really quite a deep situation, because he's coming up and he's giving unnamed sources about what's going on and what's all these wars and these groups of navies coming together, and we hear nothing about it on the main news. But what's also quite amazing is that another gentleman, Mr. John Kettler,
exactly,
who's a former US military contractor and a scientist, he's now also talking about a UFO war in Antarctica that's growing. And he's almost talking about the same thing that Gordon Duff is talking about.
Except the location.
It doesn't really matter location, because when you're fighting in the air, you're fighting at sea, you can be fighting anywhere. Who knows? So he's talking about, I mean, Kettler's also talking about heavy action in the Antarctic as well. Talking about, you know, two submarines from the Chinese People's Liberation Army. Apparently they slammed together and there was all sorts of injuries and quite serious. He's also claiming about 20 UFOs traveling at 25,000 miles per hour that left Antarctic in a group and went to Guadalajara in Mexico. And then another 15 flying at the same speed went to Argentina. And then 12 more emerged and went to Chile. Duff's making similar statements. So, you know, there's a lot of information being put out about the United States Navy plan, PLA, the Chinese military, the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force, the Republic of Korean Navy, the Royal Navy of the Republican of China Navy. They also talk about Taiwanese being involved. They talk about 200 ships, two U.S. aircraft carriers. Well, this information is what's been leaked out. And what has to happen now is we have to give some kind of exopolitical commentary, exactly what's happening. Because what is true, in 1946, 1947, the great explorer Admiral Byrd also went down to the Antarctica on behalf of the United States to look for these underground bases of the Nazis. And what happened was, during that trip, they were attacked by so-called UFOs that could travel from pole to pole, the North Pole to the South Pole, quicker than anybody could imagine. The question is, what were they? And the other question is, disturbingly enough, is that the Russians have released a documentary, which is now on the ExoNews website. You can see it. which is Russian translated into English, talking about Operation High Jump. He ended this expedition after 8 weeks because many people were killed. The question is, if there was this big attack in 1947 that's almost confirmed now by the Russians, it's come out in this documentary, and now Kettler and Duff are talking about some kind of war going on in the Antarctic with extraterrestrials, got to decide what the hell is going on. Something is going on. Now, I plan to expand on this later in another interview with you, but right now I'm putting forward to you the case, exactly what's going on.
Okay.
From the KGB, from the Russians, from 1947, that a similar thing happened at that time in the Antarctic, that there are bases, secret bases there, whether they're advanced human Nazis, German, or whether they're extraterrestrials, that will leave for another program to discuss.
Right. Right.
And certainly, you have now yourself found out from the files you've received that both Duff and Kettler, these operatives, are out there and they're leaking this information.
Well, obviously, we will have more details when we come back in the first episode of MJ13 on Season 5. And Neil will be joining us and tell us more details. What does he think about this whole story? But before we finish, I would like to ask you a question, because when we listened to the Coast to Coast, Gordon Duff actually mentioned about reading room of MJ12. What exactly is the reading room of MJ12?
I think he's trying to package together support and information to explain to you that he has had access to documents
of MJ12
from 1947 to 74 in a confined, secure area. In a room where he could read all sorts of stuff that was going on. Some of the stuff was like included in the Majestic 12 documents that have been, you know, verified by Stanton Friedman as real. There's an agenda out there, and what Duff is doing is putting out and explaining the processes associated with that agenda. So when we have another interview, we can go deeper into all of this.
Okay.
Because the picture is very, very wide. And it's 2012, and there are many aspects to this whole new issue that's come out.
Yeah. The coming Season 5 of MJ13 would be a bit more deeper than what we used to be, and to bring more information to the audience to understand more details of deep insight.
Okay. Well, we have a lot more information over the last 6 months, especially. We've had a lot of tremendous amount of information, and there's also another interview we'll be doing together, I hope, where I will be disclosing a certain incident that happened to me. It won't be allowed to be broadcast in English. You'll have to only do it in Chinese, and we'll let your listeners know about that.
Okay. And also, just to remind the audience that we will have a phone-in section very soon, huh?
That's very good.
That very good idea that come from Neil, and we will have a live broadcast of MJ13 soon in Season 5. Probably on the third week of Season 5, and we will have Neil doing the phone-in with the audience.
Yes, that'd be very good.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us during this special episode.
You're welcome.
And looking forward to see you again very soon.
That'll be excellent. I'm looking forward to that too.
Okay, thank you.
All the best.
好啦，咁啊，听完啦 ，Neil 点样讲咧？就嗱，即系大约个意思啦吓，即系因为冇时间做翻译俾大家，即系而家大约嘅意思就系讲紧哦，阿 Neil 咧就将大家即系正话讲紧 Gordon Duff 同埋 John Kettler 呢个咁嘅 case 咧，即系略略咁提一提啦，亦都讲咗 John Kettler 即系阿 Gordon Duff 系一个咩人啦吓。咁当然啦，喺阿 Neil 佢好口密嘅，即系我想问多佢好多，喂，你点睇呢件事啊？或者你觉得呢件事点睇？咁佢话唔好而家讲啦，不如留翻 MJ13。第这个 Season 5第一集出的时候呢就做这个专题啦，咁所以呢大家要密切留意这件事呢，或者想知道更加多这个 UFO 同即是这个外星人同地球人的战争啊，同两个强国的战争究竟是什么事呢，咁我就要密切留意嚟緊11月尾出街的 MJ13 Season 5第一集，就会有 Anel 就跟大家讲清楚这件事究竟发生什么事了。 咁啊，佢喺度卖紧关子啦吓，咁啊，我又唔好打破佢嘅关子啦吓，咁大家留意啦。好啦，咁啊，除咗呢个访问之外咧，正话讲过有两个访问噶嘛，咁所以咧，我就另外揾到一位听众朋友，就新鲜出炉嘅访问啊，即系你而家听到，其实就系今朝早录音嘅啫，咁就系一位网友啦吓。佢就想保持嘅身份，即系唔好公开咁，所以我就即系尊重佢啦，就唔公开啦。咁啊，我叫佢做强哥啦吓。强哥咧就十年前咧吓喺尖沙咀就见过一啲好奇怪嘅 UFO， 甚至佢打咗上去天文台嗰度做访问吓，即系唔系做访问啊，直头系报呢件事，连天文台嘅同事一齐同佢追查呢一只 UFO 嘅资料，几得意嘅，送俾大家呢个访问。好啦，今日除咗正话嗰个访问之外咧，今日咧仲会喺电话旁边啊，有一位听众朋友啊，咁啊，呢位听众朋友咧亦都喺 Facebook 上高咧就 WhatsApp， 即系唔系 WhatsApp， 喺 Facebook 上高咧就 send 个 message 俾我，咁咧就话喂，佢十年前就见到有一单 UFO 嘅事件啦，咁但系最有趣嘅咧就系佢同埋啊我哋香港嘅天文台啊一齐去追呢一只咁嘅奇怪嘅嘢，咁我哋而家。电话旁边有阿强哥喺度，强哥
，Hello， 你好，
系啊，强哥，喂，多谢晒你报料啊，
哦，唔好咁讲，
喂，慢慢讲，唔怕有时间。十年前系咪你同我讲啊？十年前嘅你嗰个 message 讲话，
系啊，冇错啊，十年前啦，2002年嘅一月，
系
咁啊，嗰阵时夜晚8点，咁啊，老婆未收工，我无无聊聊咁咧，
系
就去到呢、這、一个尖东嘅海滨公园，咁 exactly 个位置就系、是、尖东帝国中心对面嘅。
是
咁我细个系玩天文学会嘅，咁所以我就见嗰日天朗气清啦，咁咁难得啦，咁嗰时你见嗰度啲波咧，咪斜斜地嘅，
系即系向海嗰边嗰啲波，
系啊系啊，
系
咁嗰时我就瞓咗个斜坡度就睇下星啦，
咁浪漫系，
系啊一个人嘅浪漫，
系
咁于是就咦，如果点解见到有粒星咧，粒星咁光嘅，就系、是、喺我头壳顶嘅啫，
喺你头壳顶，嗯，
冇错。北极星我冇记错，应该系负一度光度，呢粒应该有负一至负二，所以佢好光嘅佢系。
嗯。
咁但系我望多两眼，点解嗰粒星有即系石同银针粉咁嘅？
点样啊？一粒星，但系银针粉啊，即系长条嘅。
个情况就系佢天空有一条银针粉嘅物体，咁中间咧系特别光嘅，
系
后尾咧就喷紧气出嚟嘅，好似系。
系。
咁所以就成条银针粉咁样。
即系，但系你望一第一眼望落去，系以为是一粒星，
系啦，
跟住佢先至慢慢变咗一条长形咁样啊。
我谂应该系我开头嘅时候睇得唔清楚，
系，
其实佢一路都系人针品嚟嘅。
哦 ，OK，OK，
啊，咁之后跟住咧就我再望多几眼，我知道，哇，唔对路啦呢次，
嗯，
我睇到 UFO 啊。
当时佢唔喐嘅，
佢唔喐嘅。
OK， 嗱。我呢个疑问嚟嘅，即系可能有啲听众都有呢个疑问嘅。嗱，你话咧，即系以前都系玩天文噶啦，系都系可能天文学会嗰啲啦。咁你系未见过类似咁样嘅星嘅？
未见过。
吓，因为但系因为点解嘅咧？点解我会咁问咧？个原因就系、是、嗱，除非佢喐嘅啫。如果唔喐嘅，大家都会当系天文现象噶。咁但系点解你会当佢系一个 UFO 咧？
因为咧，以前我都睇过哈雷彗星，
嗯，
咁于是就哈雷彗星系一边扫把星有尾噶嘛，
系，
而家佢系两边有尾，
哦 ，OK，
咁啊成条银针粉咁，
系，
咁于是即刻我就打呢、這个1083啦，查嗰个电话号，查天文台电话号码啦，
系，
嗰阵时咧就点解我会有兴趣打电话去天文台咧？就因为嗰阵时我记得有我打电话之前。一段好短嘅時間咧，就曾經有好大量市民喺日頭睇到一個 UFO 嘅，好多人咧就打電話去天文台，但係電視都有播，新聞都有播嘅。咁但係就魏康甚至乎喺個新聞片段度訪問佢咧，話咧其實大家有 UFO 呢啲嘢可以打喺天文台，同埋如果有機會咧，用嗰啲嘅嗰時係嗰啲我哋啲托之寶、掌之寶嗰啲啊，用嗰啲跟住影低佢，影低佢，
係以前嗰啲叫做。digital video 嗰啲啊，
系啊，
嗯，
我哋成个笑嗰啲叫托之宝嘛，托噶嘛，就影低佢，跟住咧就希望可以咧交俾天文台存档嘅咁样。咁当时就因为我睇过呢段新闻，咁于是我就即刻就好下意识咁打去天文台啦。
系，
咁自此之后咧，我每次见到银针粉咧，见到 UFO 咧，我就画银针粉。
即系你见过，
等于下头先话疹仔一样。
即系你见过唔止一次。
我见一次啫，都系见过。
啊，即系只不过之后，即系一讲开 UFO 嘅咧，就会用另一个花名俾佢啦，叫做人针粉啊。
点解我叫佢做人针粉咧？就系、是、当佢喺嗰五至六秒嘅慢速移动嘅时候咧，
系
你正常一个嘅物体向前移动啊，佢向前喷佢啲气都会向后走噶。
系，
但佢并冇向后走嘅啲气。
咁即系其实嗰啲唔系气嚟嘅，系咪咧？佢只不过你体内觉得系似系气啫。
系啊，可能系啦。
其实整一件整体嚟嘅。喂，不過我問多少少啊？你喺你嘅感覺去睇，其實佢有幾高，同埋即係喺幾高嘅位置，同埋係有幾大啊？
正正都想講呢樣嘢。喺十年前嘅時候，我冇思考過呢個問題。
係
喺十年前嘅時候咧，我淨係覺得嗰、那個天文台個職員睇唔到啫。
係，
但我今日我再諗翻咧，可能嗰嚿嘢並唔係我想象中好似粒星咁高嘅。可能是或者可能喺呢、這個飛機航道咁高，佢可能喺我哋二三十層樓高嘅啫。因為咁樣嘅角度就是天文台山望到佢，同我望到佢，但天文台山其實就望唔到佢啊嘛。
係
喐向上飆嗰下，咁天文台山就可能望到佢，可能個職員就咁樣 at 咗聲。
哦，即係可能係喐嗰下佢先見到啊嘛。
係啦，可能其實並唔係我想象喺一個飛行。嘅高度，飛機飛行嘅高度，其實佢根本可能只不過係三四十層樓高嘅上面嘅啫。咁所以佢並唔係我想象中，其實係咁高咁大，其實係好低好細都唔定。
啊 ，OK。
我打電話俾天文台嘅時候咧，跟住佢就即刻俾咗另外一個電話號碼。我初唔知嗰個電話號碼咩人嚟嘅，一打過去咧，跟住佢咧原來係尖沙咀天文台，跟住佢問我：你而家個位置喺邊啊？咁樣。咁跟住我話尖東，啊尖東。咁即刻就好緊張咁伸個頭，我而家個左窗口位都係望住尖東嘅喎，你見到啲乜嘢啊？人針粉咯，好人針粉喎、啊、咁樣。
我想問下佢個當時你第一個電話啊，即係插少少插阻咗你先啦。你第一個電話打去嗰個人係咪啲語氣點樣咧？即係好似，唉，又嚟啦，有人打嚟搞事啦咁啊！
第一個係嗰種㗎，
係咁嘅語氣嘅。
是啊是啊，
咁但系第二个你再打去咧，就嗰、那个就紧张嘅，
好紧张啊嗰个可能系发烧友嚟嘅，其实。
O K，
咁跟住佢话，我个座位就正正望住尖东噶啦，咁样，咁就我嗰个头，系有人针品喎，佢唔见唔到人针品喎，咁样，
佢见唔到，
咁于是咧我就好激动咁，唔系啊，喺人针品个头个顶啊，咁啊指住个天，
吓，
我一指住天咧，好快啫，即系两秒到。啲人針粉就喐啦，
喐嘅意思系佢开始
天后方向嘅地方喐，
系
对面海天后。
点啊？你讲多次。
啊，嗰啲人針粉咧就向住天后嗰边慢慢移动啦，开始。
天后即系过对面海系。
对面海啦。
系。
咁啊，跟住我佢一喐咧，我就听到个电话里边咧，个天文台职员咧就咁样声。
即系佢
声之后咧，
即系佢都睇到。
佢冇表示俾我听睇到，
系
啊，咁跟住就嗰啲人针粉就喐咗五至六秒到啦，就唔一声咁啊，高速咁样去咗天后上空，跟住唔见咗。
佢系开头系慢喐嘅，
开头系慢喐嘅，五六秒到啦，
五六秒到，跟住就突然间变咗即系好快速，即系加速咁样喐啦。
系啦，咁但系去即系高速，就唔一声咁去咗天后个顶嗰度啦。即系天空天后嗰边嘅天空顶度咧，我仲要粒星咁样嘅，跟住就消失咗。
哦 ，OK， 个时间大约系几点到啊？当时
嗰阵时都系八点到咋，其实人内就冇好多人噶，不过大家唔系嗰个头睇住个天啫嘛。
有冇人同你一齐望到啊？即系除咗嗰个职员之外，有冇你咁指住个天望住个天讲电话？有冇人会？即系又恶高头望下咁样咧，
冇啊，因为八点钟嗰个时候，我谂可能啲人多翻去咗食饭啦。咁但系都有人嘅，即系尖东海旁系，但系并唔系好密咯。
哦 ，OK。
我附近有一两个人喺度咁样咯，远远有一堆人咁样咯。
OK。咁跟住点咧？天文台嗰度有冇俾过一个咩 feedback 你，或者即系嗰个人有冇同你讲过啲咩咧？跟住。
三日之后佢打个电话嚟嘅，我唔知道我打电话俾佢定佢打电话嚟。咁啊，跟住佢复翻我就话只系得我一个市民睇到啫。
系
咁都要讲翻咧，佢收线嘅时候同我讲咧，就话我哋会记录在案噶啦。咁睇下仲有冇人睇到啦。咁三个月之后咧，咁就再复翻我。 咁啊，冇人睇到，得你睇到咁样。
哦，即系几个月之后又再复个电话俾你咁样嘅。
系啊，系啊，系啊。
咁但系佢会唔会俾一个 file number 你咁嘅？
我记得嗰阵时好似冇嗰阵时，但我唔记得太清楚十年。
十年。
啊。
个日子你都记唔记得啊？
知记唔到啦，件事跟住我都遗忘咗，我见 UFO 比较少。
哦，OK。咁即系其实打去天文台咧，系有人会理嘅，即系唔系真系完全唔理你嘅。
系有人会理嘅，有人会记录嘅。
会记录嘅，但系记录咗嗰啲档案有冇得？唔知有冇得抄翻嚟睇嘅咧？其实
隔十年唔知有冇啦。
隔十年唔知有冇？嗱，我哋可以试下，不如阿强哥你试试，即系再打翻上去。佢记录嘅时候，佢会记录埋你，即系你打嚟嗰个人个资料噶嘛？系嘛？
我留咗个电话，留低咗个人名俾佢嘅。
嗯，会唔会需要记录埋身份证啊？嗰啲咁噶？
我记得佢当时好似冇问我身份证
嘅。哦，好似冇。OK， 咁即系可能记录咗你电话，记录咗个名啊。试下，不如你试下搵日得闲咧，即系打电话翻去问一问，可唔可以攞得翻个记录，同埋即系睇下嗰啲记录可以点样攞翻出嚟睇先，即系。即系佢记录咗啫，咁即系记录咗系属于政府啊，定系市民可以攞嚟公开嚟睇咧吓？呢个可以谂一谂啊，大家。
哦，好啊，我都尝试下，然之后跟住我喺 Facebook 度 at 翻你啊。
喂，好啊，好啊，好啊。
系啊，系啊，其实我都觉得系，因为政府方面咧，好多时候，佢要 stat 啊，佢要个数据，多人反映或者多人投诉，佢先做嘢。咁我都觉得，多啲市民睇到，话翻俾天文台听，佢储到个 stat 啦，睇佢会唔会有所行动咯。
我估我有啲怀疑，即系我有啲怀疑佢哋会做啲咩，即系我估佢哋政府可能挂住起沙滩多过要咩要追查 UFO 嘅资料。但系 anyway 都多谢你啦，强哥，多谢你分享咗一个即系一个短短嘅个案啦，俾大家知道啦，即系话喂，原来要真系打电话去天文台。即系报道留低一个档案，留低一啲记录咧，就系、是、会即系方便佢哋去做嘢啦吓，或者我哋边有边位听众朋友啦，呼吁下啦，有边位听众朋友曾经见过类似咁嘅嘢嘅，或者都真系有打个电话去天文台嗰度报道嘅，留低咗档案嘅咁样，都欢迎咧喺卓飞个 Facebook 啦，或者系 email 嗰度咧就即系报道翻啦，或者讲一讲翻啦，咁我哋又同你试下做一个访问啦，睇下你嗰边又会唔会有啲唔同啲嘅经历啊？喂，强哥，咁唔该晒你，继续留意住个天，记住吓。
O、okay, K， 大家留意住个天。
系而家一方面咧，而家有 iPhone 啊，有就影咗佢，咁啊可以报上去之余，又可以 share 俾啲同啲朋友睇下。
系啦，当年冇呢样嘢。
系啦，好，唔该晒你，咁啊多谢晒你电话啦。听完第二个嘅呢个访问啦，咁就系阿强哥啦，咁就系见过呢个人真粉型嘅 UFO 啦，唔知。电脑旁边的朋友有没有边个咧，亦都见过类似咁嘅嘢，或者十年前都见到，咦，几得意，同我见到的差不多。喂 ，Facebook 俾卓飞啊，或者你有相片的都 email 俾我啦吓 ，email 就讲多次啦，卓飞 spooky@gmail.com，c h e u k s p o o k y@gmail.com， 咁就系我私人 email 嚟，可以直接 email 俾我啦。好啦，另外咧就到而家啦，就。时间好似差唔多，点解 Moon 姐仲未出嚟呢？我谂差唔多啦，我哋呢一节完咗佢，我哋下一节转头翻嚟，即刻会有 UFO Club 阿 Moon 姐上嚟咧，就讲讲嚟紧十一月尾呢个 UFO Conference 究竟有咩听，有咩睇？转头翻嚟。
各位，我是香港飞碟学会会长阿 Moon。 香港国际 UFO 议会召嚟顶尖级讲者 Billy Meyer 美国唯一代表 Michael Hahn， 苏俄 UFO 专家 Paul Stonehill， 姚氏研究员 Dominic 博士， NASA 航天博士，台湾的傅学龄，同埋香港讲者纪涛、云海、苏博士、詹士、Jack Wun， 以及一众网台主持，在11月17、18嚟一次一年两日嘅2012 UFO Live 议会，票价180至680，九月中购票通及通理琴行公开发售，详情请上香港飞碟学会网页 UFO.org.hk。